Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and His return is very soon and prompt. He will be on time, and His timing is impeccable. It's going to be perfect. The Lord loves His people. I enjoy doing these broadcasts. I love letting people know that God loves us. He loves you very much. And the more we yield to Him, and I talk about that so much because I know what will happen when people yield to the Lord. Sometimes, like my pastor said, sometimes people have faith accidents. And what he meant by that is, sometimes every people get into the perfect will of God, they pray and believe and they have faith and it works. And then sometimes they try to get things done and it don't. And they don't really have the faith for it. And then there are those times when we try to take God at His word without giving Him our attention. Sometimes we pray amiss. Sometimes we pray for things and it takes time for it to develop, and then we may give up or we may think it's not working and it actually did. All these things happen. But sometimes you believe God for something and wow, it works. That's a faith accident. It's not an accident on God's part. We just lined up with it. But what I'm saying is, we can live lined up with God. We can live our whole life if we really want to. If we follow His guidance, we can become aligned with the Holy Spirit. And I like to say, one of my new phrases is, God loves to solve millions of problems with a fraction of one. And I touched on it in yesterday's broadcast. And what I was saying is, we are three-part beings, and we love God. As we learn His ways and yield to Him, more and more He can do more in our lives. We can line up with God's wisdom. We can line up with God in purity, which is holiness. And we can line up with Him according to the love of God. Now, what I mean by lining up with Him is not just agreeing with Him, but determining to do those things, determining to yield, determining to live according to His perfection. Now, there are turning point times and seasons in my life where when I made a vow, I said, Lord, I'm going to trust You. I'm going to obey You. And I was yielding. I finally got to a point that I trusted Him, and I said, I'm going to obey You. Whatever You say, I'm going to do it. Because when He said that when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father, I did not want to live another day on the outside of His perfection. I wanted to learn things that I needed to know to be effective. I saw for once that if I yield to Him more, I can be effective. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to know, what else am I missing out on? I'm missing out on enough. And adjustments need to be made in me so that I can yield to Him more and do more. Now, he can solve millions of problems with a fraction of one. Us being a human being made in the image of God, we are three part beings, spirit, soul, and body. Spirit is where our heart is. What God, He gave us a brand new spirit. And in our heart, our heart's been made new. Our spirit man's made new. And we desire His perfect will. But our mind has to get on board. And then our body, it'll try anything. It can go along with the world or God at first. But, Jesus said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, He didn't say that the spirit is willing and the flesh will remain weak, because Peter, the historian said, Peter, they were going to crucify. He said, don't crucify. I'm not worthy to die like my Lord. Turn me upside down. A man can come to a point and he can direct his body and his flesh will yield to the Lord too. and his hands won't steal, his eye won't gaze. We can become subject to the perfect will of God, that our flesh will line up with the spirit. Our flesh is like a glove, and our hand is like our spirit. If you determine to do right, your body will get used to it, and it will, you know, the wrong kinds of passions can fall off your life. Now, my pastor said this. He said, the more you study God's word, demons fall off your life. And we sat down and talked about it. It was after church one Wednesday night. We were talking about that. When you fill your heart with the word of God, and Satan shoots his fiery darts, they can't attach. If you full of the word of God, you won't have the desires for it to attach to you. In other words, when the enemy gives suggestions and you love God's word, you're going to see it for what it is, because you received the light before he lied to you. Word gives us, it begins to give us a new appetite. We start desiring greater things and in greater ways. We start to desire more. And when that's in place, when we fill our hearts with the word, and many Christians don't do it that way. They study, they listen to their pastor, they listen to preaching tapes. They read a few scriptures here and there. Sometimes a few in the morning, or at least a half a chapter or one chapter. But when you study chapters, you're going to start developing an appetite for God. And the emotional side of you will grow stronger and stronger and develop greater and greater. And that's what should be happening, but that's not what most people do. So we're not perfect unless we receive his word. Jesus told his disciples, now you're clean because my word is in you. Well, if we put the word in us, we'll be able to do what Joshua did. We'll be able to, if we study day and night, we'll be able to do all that we need to be doing. And we'll be in line with God, with his perfect will. When he says something, it won't be snatched away from us so quickly. We won't forget it as easily. We'll be able to go forward. Because the word gives us strength, stamina. It gives us resilience against the evil of this world. It gives us a new appetite, which desires God, more of God's word. And when the Lord speaks, we receive it better and faster. And the more we practice it, the more developed we get. So we do exploits in a developing state. That's why I say a fraction of one. That the strengths, a man can be strong in one area and God can use him mightily in that area. But the rest of his life is basically broken, or he's still gaining ground like I am. And there are things I've got before God that I won't change. And there are milestones, there are places in my life that I'm very strong in because of him. I learned to be yielded. So it's easier for me now in this stage of my life to listen and obey God and do all that he say in specific areas, while other parts of my life is still a work in progress. So he's using fractions of my life to do this broadcast, to do the things that he's given me to do, and to master, you know, he helped me to master some things, but some things, you know, I have failsafe. Jesus is my high priest. We're priests and kings. The people around us, people pray for me. My wife prays for me. My pastor had, I don't know how many times I've been healed by the laying on the hands of my pastor, and how many times the Lord have told me things that was a challenge to receive in the first place. But I asked for confirmations and he confirmed it through people at church, my pastor, and different ones that say things that I needed, and others, and even on YouTube, ministers have been a blessing. God know how to get a word to you, and I thank God for everybody that he uses to bless me. Now, some people like to only listen to God, they only receive a few people to speak that they'll allow God just to use. I allow God to use whoever he wants. And this is why. There are people out there that's been winning battles and overcoming things, and And when they say something, you can tell when it's your father's voice. If you're used to listening to him in the first place, you can tell when it's him and you can tell when it's not. And I don't believe in putting people in a lower category than they are. God, if God wants to use them to bless me, I'm going to listen and yield. That's just the wisdom of God. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and they hear me, and a stranger they won't follow. So if it's a strange voice, I'm just not going to go along with it. But if it's right, then I am. And some pastors have said things I had to change my opinions. You know, I listened to David Link, Pastor David Linkford, him and Steve Quayle. He always helped me change my opinions. I thank God for that. You know, Greg Hosey once said, if you're wrong and then you repent, you don't have to be wrong anymore. And that's what I desire. I want to be right with God. I want to be right in his eyes. I don't want to believe something. Whatever we believe is not true, that's not going to help us. The Holy Spirit can't use poor information, bad teaching, wrong teaching, teaching that originated from seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And we cover that because, see, the knowledge of Satan, it doesn't always look like the knowledge of Satan. Just like Satan doesn't always look like a devil. He makes himself look like an angel. And once people believe something, they stick with it. And you can't take it from them. It's like a dog. If your good old T-bone steak fall off the grill in the presence of your dog, you're not getting it back. I mean, that's just not bargainable. He's going to take that and go. And he's going to hold on to it. He's going to get in his favorite shady spot, and he's going to enjoy himself with that steak. It's not yours anymore. So when people get a hold of something that they believe, they protect it. Just like the dog would protect that good old T-bone steak that fell off your grill. Once he get it to where it's not hot, he's going to do something with that steak. Nevertheless, people hold on to what they believe is true unless more light comes along. We have to receive God's word for that to happen. We have to live in agreement. And then we'll stop having so many faith accidents and start having faith success stories. You know, we can do this. There are so many things that the Lord will do in our lives if we would only yield to him. So yielding is very important to what God wants to do. If you're going to be effective, you can be busy or you can be effective. If you're going to be effective, you have to yield to the Holy Spirit. You have to study the word day and night. I don't know why people think that they can do great things in God's house or in God's kingdom and not spend time with the Father and not fill their heart with the word and not study day and night. There's no other way to do it. But if we yield to him, we can. And there's a lot of things that we can do. There's a lot of things that we can change. We don't have to let our dead emotions govern our lives. We don't have to allow the things of the past to remain. And it's not about performance. I'm not saying that God is about performance. This is how it works. The Lord made the tree of life, and he put it in the middle. He put it in the garden for man to eat off of. And he put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden, said, don't touch it. Now, he didn't say, you better eat off the tree of life or you're going to die. He didn't do Adam like that. He presented him with the truth, and he stood back to let him do what he will. Just don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, in order to have the stamina and the emotional discipline and everything you need, it's in the tree of life. Wisdom would say, hey, let's eat off the tree of life. Now, God don't make you choose. He don't make you choose to follow him. He don't make you do that. He's gonna love you where you are. Before Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in the cool of the day, the Lord will walk and talk with him and teach him things at his pace. He loved him and he cared about him. I don't know why people think God is any different than he was in the beginning. He loves you for you, not what you do for him. Now, becoming a student and receiving wisdom, that's up to us. That's the call of wisdom. That's what wise people will do. And God loves you whether you will choose to do those things or not. Adam was still righteous as long as he didn't eat off that tree. He was righteous. Now we can learn something from what he did. If you want to grow and become strong and live an intelligent life, you have to do those things. And that's why I present people with those facts. If you, your perceptions are going to heal. We were born in a sinful world, and some of the things that we were introduced to that's wrong, we may like it. And we may try to receive a joy from it, but it's not there. You can't receive joy from the world. You can't receive peace from the world. If you follow the peace, you'll begin to do what God is doing. Everything that's of the world, the deception, the lies, the presentations that's actually the world, these are attacks. These are fiery darts. When you watch television, some of the things you see is a fiery dart. That's just what they look like, you know, in action. But when you receive the word of God, you have appetite for the things of God. And the things of the world will actually vex your spirit like it did Salt, like it did a Lot. Lot, his spirit was vexed by the evils and the injustice of Sodom, where he was living, and Gomorrah and the cities around it. Sodom was the worst because it was named first. It didn't say Gomorrah and Sodom. It listed Sodom first. Sodom was the worst of the cities that were there in that plain. Now, the actions of Sodom vexed Lot's spirit. He didn't like it. And God rescued him from it because he didn't partake in it. He didn't allow Sodom to get in him. He was in Sodom, but he was not of Sodom. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're here, but the world don't have to be in us. And we can go forward. We can change. We can make change. We can do whatever's necessary. We don't have to allow what other people receive as truth. That's not to live in our being. That's why I started speaking. No unbelief can exist in my being, in my body, in my spirit, in my soul, in my heart. I don't want it. I don't want nothing but the truth of God's word to be in me. I don't want no deception, no unbelief, no doubt, no fear. Because those things are attacks. And Christians have allowed things to remain in that Canaan land heart. God gave you the promised land. He gave you a clean spirit. David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And that's a good prayer. And that's what I desire. The more, the more God do, the more I see the wisdom in what he do. And there's so much more to God. The enemy lied to us. He tried to make you feel like you need these things in the world. Without them, you're going to be bored. No, that's the first lie he told me that I remember. I remember him when I was about to ask the Lord to save me. He said, if you get saved, you're going to be bored. And that's what he still do to people. If you yield to the Lord, you're going to be bored, fool. You're going to be bored. You know you like those shows. You know you like to see those, what you see and hear what you hear. You know you like that old music. But if it's not of God, it's a fiery dart. Either it's of God or it's not. If it's not quite of God, guess what? You don't need it. Now, if you have to go to the Holy Spirit. I like to watch movies. And sometimes the movies are very interesting. It's entertaining. It gets your minds off the foolishness of this world. It depends on what movie it is. If people are made in God's image, they're going to do some things right. Even though they may not be a Christian, they're going to do some things right because they were made in God's image. If you like to listen to music of the birds and the air in the field, they're not saying anything. It's just harmony. It's beautiful. You know, it lets you know nature's alive, you know. But so how much more a man can sing a song too? I'm not saying that if it's not a Christian song, it's no good. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you have to judge what's of God, what's of the world. If it's of the world, it's of the world. The Holy Spirit will help you with that. I asked the Lord about movies because I was actually scared to watch TV when I first started dialoguing with the Lord and asking the questions, and he would answer me immediately. Well, this happened after I started studying the Word, like he said. I didn't really expect that him to continue to do that. I didn't know what to expect. I just knew I had to study the Word. He said, I studied 15 chapters and I would not go to sleep till I finished them. Well, what happened to my spirit, man? He got stronger and less emotional and nourished. So when I would go in God's presence, instead of collapsing, I was able to process and ask questions and receive answers. And then he was able to talk to me without me fainting. So when you tell people the Lord told me this, and this is casual to you, but most people, they don't want to say, well, God don't talk to me. They think that something's wrong with them, or they think you're trying to be extra. They think all kind of things. But Kenneth Hagin would always tell what God told him and why. People receive that coming from him, but guess what? The Holy Spirit will talk to any of his people. He's not like heathen kings. He's not like our presidents. He's not like people, everyday people. He's like he is. And he loves us. Anybody that draw near to him, he'll draw near to them. And that's one of my messages. Draw near to the Lord and he'll draw near to you. He got a lot to talk about. I got a lot to talk about because I talk to him. It's normal. It's not normal to ignore God and not hear his voice. That doesn't make sense. When you've been washed in the blood and you got a new spirit and you got the whole Bible to read whenever you have free time, or whenever you're working, you can put on our phones, you can get a good Bible app, and you have to kind of watch those Bible apps. Some of them are full of commercials, but if you get ask the Holy Spirit to help you get the right one. You know, I went to my sister-in-law said, go to King James free King James audio Bible online. I mean offline. And it'll download to your phone. And as long as your phone works, you got the Bible app. And you can buy MP3 players with the Bible on it. And they don't cost much. In fact, they had a program where you could pay for, you could sponsor a soldier. And they'll send it to soldiers. With the Bible be on the MP3 player. And it'll last forever. All you have to do is charge it up and use it. Well, you know, if you hear the word, and I love to hear the word. I love music. I love good music. But every time I choose to listen to something, I listen to the word. And, you know, I still love music. But I would rather listen to the word. So I listen to the word because I gained appetite to it. When you listen to the word, you're receiving God's strength, his concept. You see him in a greater way so that now when he says something, it sticks. You can receive it. Whatever you hear, whatever your pastor teaches, it's up to you to receive it. Sometimes people hear it, but they don't, well, you know, that's true, but they go right back to their muddy life. They go right back to the mud. But the concepts of God are coming, but they can't believe that God will help them like the pastor's talking about. One time Pastor McCann said, how many people believe God can do anything? And everybody raised their hands. Well, how many people believe God can do anything in you? And nobody raised their hands. You know, that's a problem. You have to remember, Jesus, one of his names is Emmanuel, God with you. God is with us. And I talked about going to his presence and then I faint. Well, when he revealed his presence, yeah. But guess what? He's always with us. He can reveal his presence and conceal his presence. So after I had been studying the Word, and it, after about 3 months, 15 chapters a day, even on the weekends, and all the sermons I heard, and everything, all together, worked together to help me become stronger. And I went in His presence where I noticed His presence. He revealed His presence. And I said, Jesus, don't go nowhere. Now, He wasn't going to go. He was with me all along. But that's the way I said it. Jesus, don't go nowhere. I got questions. I want to ask You my questions. And I was able to do it because the Word had given me strength. Well, guess what? He's no respecter of prayer. He didn't say, well, I'll just do that for Thurston, and I'll do it for a few pastors. No, He'll do that to any child of God that will take time and draw near to Him. Why not go in His presence sometime? Take a walk in the woods by yourself sometime and just worship the Lord. Go in your prayer room. When you go to sleep at night and you're in the room, you know, just you can silently pray to the Lord and ask questions. And go in His presence. You can worship Him. If you're around somebody, you might disturb them. Go where you'll be, you know, when you're driving it by yourself in the car, you know, going to work or whatever. Just spend time with the Lord, however you have to do it. Sometimes people are married and they're around their spouse all the time. Sometimes people have young children and they, you know, you don't have much personal time anymore. And see, I like for people to do this before they get married and have children, and then they have to do homework. They got to work all the time, clean up, change diapers. One day, you're going to need, the more people in your life, the more you need God in your life. And sometimes people spend the whole day busy and no time with the Lord. And you see where that's going to lead to. So guess what? When you're tired and you finally get a chance to rest, what are you going to do? You sit on your couch, you read a book, a secular book, or watch TV. You try to do something to comfort yourself. Well, guess what? God loves you if you do that. But if you don't spend time with the Lord, Satan's going to come and try to spend time with you. It's not to put people in condemnation, but Satan is not going to stop attacking your life and your family and your children and your nieces, your nephew. He's always up to something, and whatever he's up to is wrong. He's trying to attack your nation with other nations and with demons and with aliens and whatever he can come up with. There are fallen worlds, folks. You might as well understand that there are fallen worlds beside ours. And everything that gave its allegiance to Satan is under Satan's control. Now, God, I thank God that he has to fight us on our level. But when God take his people off earth, Jesus said the stars are going to come. Now, wait a minute. If the stars fall on earth, you know, from the distance, the stars look microscopic. They look almost like dots, the size of ants. But if one of them got close, you know, it'll consume the earth. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about people from those stars are going to come. They're going to fall to earth. They're going to, you know, they're going to come to the sea. Something's going to happen to make the Antichrist look like a savior. He's going to be able to stop whatever he's doing. Well, it's just theatrics. You got to understand the devil don't play fair. He's always done that. The evil dictators, the way that they became dictators, they start a problem that's bad, then solve it with a solution that's half as bad. I got that from William Federer. And that's what Hitler did. He got the gangs to go out and bully people, and they wanted to stop it. So let's take the guns away from everybody, and then they won't have guns. And then we're going to protect society with the soldiers, and you're going to have a good utopia right here in Germany. And then that's what happened. And now they don't have, now the government's got the guns, and now people saying Heil Hitler. And everybody's afraid to not say Heil Hitler. And if they didn't, then they got turned in and he killed them and killed their family too. Now everybody's saying Heil Hitler, whether they believe it or not. And the whole country went to hell in World War II. But the survivors, they remember that. They never faced a situation like that before. And now they got, you know, they World War II was just like hell.